Hi there. The word for you today is on four lessons learned on your journey. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, God says, "Call to me, and I will tell you things you do not know." What a promise. So, third, you learned the secret of prayer on life's journey. Question, do you feel lost in unfamiliar territory, uncertain as to what your next move should be? Well, God uses such times to get your attention, to call you back to Himself, and to encourage you to lean on Him, your unfailing source of strength and wisdom. Hey, stop trying to figure everything out by yourself. Here's God's offer. Call on me and I will answer you and tell you things you do not know. So take your problem to the Lord and ask Him for a solution. If you do, you won't be disappointed. James 5:16 says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And the fourth lesson is this. You learn the power of patience. When the Holy Spirit gives you direction and puts a goal or a dream in your heart, it's easy to be quick on the trigger and want it to happen overnight. Don't do it. Timing is crucial. And you know what? It's under God's control, not yours. Waiting for God's timing isn't wasted time. It's actually essential in developing two qualities you need, faith and hope. Romans 8:25 says, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." That's called waiting well. Not just waiting, but learning to wait well. While you are learning patience, God is at work arranging things in your behalf and also producing Christ-like qualities in you that you're going to need. The psalmist said that his hope was in God. So let me ask you, what's your hope in? Good luck? The economy? The doctor's prognosis? As long as your hope is in anything other than God's unfailing love and goodness, you'll wrestle with fear and uncertainty. So what's the answer? Psalm 112, verse 7, their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord.